B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Nun Aleph. We're going to start 7 lines from the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Mi shelo yira'o simchas beis ha-she'eva, anyone who didn't experience and witness the simcha of the beis ha-she'eva, the tremendous simcha that was displayed in the beis ha-migdash as accompanying the she'eva, the drawing of the water, the pouring of the water, and the whole day the simcha accompanied this process. Leira simcha miyamav, he never saw what real happiness and what real joy is. B'moitzei Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag, on the night after the first day of Yom Tov, yardu le'ezras noshim, they would go down, the Kohanim and the Levim would go down from the Ezras Yisrael. We know that in the Azorah there was the Ezras Yisrael with the Ezras Kohanim, that's where the Mizbeach was, that's where the Avodah was done, and then there was the big Shaar Nikanor. Outside the Shaar Nikanor, there was what was called the Ezras Noshim. So the Kohanim and the Levim would go down from the Ezras Yisrael, because we know that the Beis HaMikdash was built on a mountain, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the highest most point, and then the Azorah was lower. There were steps going from one to the other, then there was the Ezras Noshim, and then the Harabais, and there were steps going leading from one to the other. So they would go down from the Ezras Yisrael down the steps to the Ezras Noshim. Umasaknin Sham Tikkun Godl. They would make a very important they would fix something very important, and the Mishnah doesn't tell us what it is, the Gemara is going to tell us. Menoiris Shel Zov Hayusham. The in the Ezras Noshim there were candelabras, menoiris of gold, and each of these menorahs had four bowls on top of them that would contain the oil, and each of these menorahs had four ladders, each a ladder leading up to one of the svalim, one of the bowls at the top, where there would be a wick that would give light. And there were four of the youth of the Kohanim, Ubiyodeim, and in their hands they had kadim, they had flasks, or they had jugs, Shalmei of Esrim loig. Between the four of them there was 120 loig, 30 loig each, Shehin Matilin Nekol Sefer Vesefel, and they would pour the oil into each of these bowls that would make up the menorah at the top of the very high up, 50 amas high, or the very, very high, the menorahs. Mivloi michnesei kohanim, from the worn-out trousers of the kohanim, umehem yineim, and from their belts, mehen hoyu mafkin, from then they would tear strips, and they would turn them into wicks, ubehen hoyu madlikin, and with them they would, with these wicks, they would light these menorahs. Vloi hoya chotzer b'Yerushalayim, there wasn't a single courtyard in the whole of Yerushalayim, she'eino me'ira me'oir beis ha'she'eva. Since these menorahs were 50 amas high, and the Har HaBayis itself was very high, and the walls of that were surrounding the Beis HaMikdash and the Har HaBayis were lower than it. As we said, it was the Beis HaMikdash was on the highest point of the mountain, and therefore the lights of these menorahs could spread to the entire Yerushalayim. Chasidim v'anshei ma'isa, the pious people, the people who had good deeds, hoyumaraktim bifneim, they would dance before them, ba'avukois shel ur shebiyadeim, with flaming torches that they had in their hands, va'oimrim, and they would say, va'oimrim lifneim, and they would say, divrei shirois, they would say songs, v'sishbochis, and praises. We'll see in the Gemara what they would say. V'halevim, and the Levim, b'kinoiris, they had harps, or b'nevolim, another type of musical instrument, or b'metzaltaim, and cymbals, v'chatzotzeres, and trumpets, u'b'klei shir, b'loi mispar, there was no fixed amount of musical instruments that were required, and there was any amount of instruments that were there. And they would be standing, this Levim would be standing, in contrast to the shir shel korban we mentioned on Daf Nun. That would be on a platform near the Mizbeach over here, by the Shir Shel She'eva, the Levim were standing al chomesh esrei mailois, on the 15 steps. Hayerdeis me'ezus Yisrael le'ezus Noshim, that would go down from the Ezras Yisrael down to the Ezras Noshim. Keneged Chamesh Esrei, and this was parallel to, corresponding to the 15 times, the 15 parokim in Tehillim of the Shir HaMalois. Shebet Tehillim, Shaleim Leviim Oimdim B'Klei Shir, the Leviim were standing on these 15 steps with musical instruments, Vayimrim Shira, and they would sing songs. Va'omdu Shnei Koyanim B'Shara Elyon, there were two Koyanim that would stand at the Shara Nikonor, on that gate at the top of the steps, that doorway, Sheyered Me'ezras Yisrael Le'ezras Noshim, that was going out, that was leading out from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim, Ushtei Chatzotzos B'Yedeim, and they had two trumpets in their hands. Koro HaGever, when the Gever would cry out, and this is a machloek, as we saw in Yumad Avchof, some say there was actually a person, his name was Gavini, who would do this crying out, who would make this calling, others say it's talking about the chickens that would call out in the morning. But as soon as it was daybreak, as soon as it was morning time, those that were holding these chatzotzris, these two kohenim, tiku, they would do a tekiah, v'ariu and a trua, v'tiku and another tekiah. That would be their first calling to say, it's time now to go to the Shiloyach stream and fill up the water that's going to be used with when the Korban Tomit Shel Shachar is going to be put on the Mizbeach. Higiu lemailo asiris, when they got to the 10th step, it's not clear whether it's the 10th from the top or the 10th from the bottom, it will be discussed in the Gemara. And then when they got to the 10th step, tiku v'ariu v'tiku, again, they blew a tkiah through a tkiah with their trumpets. And then there's different versions here, v'higiu la'azora, toku v'ariu v'toku, when they reached the ground, when they reached the bottom of the steps, the level of the Ezras Noshim, then they would again do a tkiah through and tkiah. Hoyutokim v'hilchim, they would continue blowing, ad shemagiyim l'shar hayotza mimizrach, until they would reach the exit of the Ezras Noshim, which was on the Mizrach most part of the Beis HaMikdosh. Higiu l'shar hayotza mimizrach, when they would reach this entranceway of the Beis HaMikdosh, on the Mizrach side of the Beis HaMikdosh, then Hofchu Pneim Mizrach Lemariv, they would turn round to face the inside of the Beis HaMikdosh, V'omron, they would say as follows, Avoseinu, our ancestors during the first Beis HaMikdosh, who were Koifrim, Shehoyu B'mokim Azeh, when they were in this place, Achireim Melaheichal Upneim Kedmo, their backs would be facing the Heichal, the main part of the Beis HaMikdosh, and their faces would be facing Mizrach. U'mishtachamim kedmo la'shemesh. It was the morning, and they would bow down to the sun. Avodah Zarah. Va'onu, but us, no. L'ko einenu, our eyes are to Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda says, ho yushoinim v'oimrim. They would use a double term. Onu l'ko, we are to Hashem. U'l'ko einenu, and to Hashem are our eyes. That's where we face, and that's the only power that we look to. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, mi sheloira simchas beis hasha'eva, loira simcha miyamov. Anybody that didn't see, we saw this in the Mishnah, anyone who didn't see the simchas beis hasha'eva never saw real joy. Mi sheloira Yerushalayim b'tifarta, anyone who didn't see Yerushalayim in its full splendor, loira krach nechmad me'olam, he never saw a delighted city in his life. Mi sheloira Beis HaMikdosh b'binyonoi, anyone who didn't see the Beis HaMikdosh whilst it was built, loira binyon mefuar me'olam, he never saw a magnificent building in his life. Mai, he asks the Gemara, and the Marashah discusses exactly what the question was. Mai hi, but which Beis HaMikdosh are we referring to here? Omar Abaya says, v'item Rav Chisda zu binyon hurdus. This was a Beis HaMikdosh that was refurbished by Herodus. B'mai boni, how did he refurbish, how did he build the Beis HaMikdosh? Omar Rava, ba'avnei shisha, with stones of green marble, umirma and white marble. Ikad Omra, others say, ba'avnei shisha, kuchlo umirma, with stones of green marble, blue marble and white marble. Apik sofa, v'ayil sofa. There was one row that was protruding, and one row that was recessed, that was further in. Ki'echad elekabel sida, and that way the stones could hold the cement from behind. Sova lemishayon bedava. Then Hurdus, he had planned to coat, to cover the entire Beis HaMikdash with gold from the inside. Amr Le Rabbonon, the Chachomim said to him, Shavki, leave it as is, with this beautiful marble, the color of the marble, the design on the marble, the Hacha Shapra Tfei, it's better like this. The Mischazi Ka'adusa De Yama, it looks like it's waves going in and out, and the shape of the marble and the color of the marble, it looks like waves of the sea, it's better like this. Continues the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mi Sheleira Duplustun Shel Achsandria, Shel Mitzrayim. Anyone who didn't see this, this was a very big type of a hallway where there were many chairs, double row of benches for the nobles in Alexandria of Mitzrayim. Loira Bechvoidon Shel Yisrael, didn't see the glory of Klal Yisrael. Amru. And they said, Kamin Basilki Gedoyla. So it was like this huge hallway called Basilki. Sitov Lifnim, Sitov, and it had a number of rows of benches, one within the other. Pa'omim Shahoyuba Shishim Riboy Al Shishim Riboy Kiflaim Kiyotim Mitzrayim. It's not so clear from the version of the Gemara exactly what it means, but what the Mefarshim explained, sometimes there were 600,000 there, sometimes there were twice 600,000, 1,200,000, which is double as the adults that left Mitzrayim, that's how many seats there were there. V'hoyubo, Ayin Aleph, there were 71 katedrois, which are chairs, shel zov, of gold, keneged Ayin Aleph, shel Sanhedrin Gedoyla, because they had the Sanhedrin Gedoyla. We know that in the Sanhedrin Gedoyla had 71 chachomim in it, and they had that also in Mitzrayim. Kol echod v'echod, and each one of these chairs, Eine Pchusa, didn't weigh less, and they didn't use materials less, me'esrim ve'echod riboy, 210,000 kikrei zov, kikar of gold. And the Vilna Gaon says, we take out the word riboy, it's just 21 kikar of gold. Ubima shel eitz b'emtzi isa, and in the middle of this huge palace-like building, there was a platform of wood, like in all the middle of our shuls, they have a bima. V'chazna kneses oimed aleo, and the shamash of the attendant of the shul would stand on this bima, on this platform, vasudrin b'yodoy, and he would have these pieces of material, these flags, in his hand. V'kiven shegi alanis, I mean, it was such a huge place that the people couldn't hear the shliach tzibur. They didn't know when he came to the end of the bracha to say amen. When it was time to say amen, then the shamash would lift up one of these flags, and halo meinif basuda, he would wave his flag, v'cholom oinin omen, and everybody would say omen. V'loi hoyu yoishvin mu'rovin, the people didn't just all sit mixed with each other without any rhyme or reason. Elo zahavin bifne atzmon, the goldsmiths were sitting on their own. Uksa v'kasafin bifne atzmon, and the silversmiths sat together. V'napachin bifne atzmon, and the blacksmiths sat together. V'tarasiyim bifne atzmon, and the coppersmiths sat together. The Garadim bifnei atzmon, and the weavers sat together. Ukshaoni nichnas shom, when a poor man would come in, hoyamakir bali umnosi, he would recognize his fellow craftsmen. V'nifne l'shom, and he would go there and sit with them. Umishom panasosi, that's where he would get his livelihood. He would ask them for work, they would give him work. Upanosa sanche besi, and the livelihood of his family. Omar Abaya, Abaya said, v'kulu kotlinu. All of them were killed by who? So the version we have in our Gemara is Alexandros Mukdun, and the Vilna Gaon says it should say Tarchinus, which is Mukdun, which was a different ruler at the time, because historically it doesn't work out with Alexandros Mukdun. And the question is, my tami inshu, why did the people who were living in Alexandria Mitzrayim deserve this punishment? They were all killed. Says the Gemara, Mshum de'ovra ha'ikra, because they transgressed this posuk. The posuk says, Lo yisoy sifun lo shuv b'derech hazeoid, you should not come back to Mitzrayim this way. You shouldn't come and live in Mitzrayim. Ve'inun hodur also, and they did come back to Mitzrayim that way, and it was also to go back to Mitzrayim, so they were punished. Ki osa, when this, whoever it was, whether it was Alexandros Mukdun, or whether it was Tarchinus Mukdun, or whether it was a different Alexandros, not Mukdun, depending on the version of the Gemara, Ashkechinu davakoru besifra, he found that they were reading from the Torah. What were they reading? They're reading a pasuk in Devarim. The pasuk says, Yisa Hashem olecha, Hashem is going to bring to you, against you, goy mirochoik, a nation from far away, mikzei haoret kasha yid'e ha'nesher goya shalois ishma l'shoinu. So when this ruler, or this emperor, this ruler, he saw they were reading this pasuk, he realized and he remembered, Omar, he said to himself, Mechta hu gavra, referring to himself, he said, this person, meaning me, boy lemaisa sfinto ba'asor yomi, I plan to go set out and reach this place here, Alexandria Sheber Mitzrayim, on a boat, which will take a journey that will take 10 days. But dalya zika, there was a wind that lifted, v'asu sfinto b'chamisha yoma, and the boat arrived in just 5 days. And then he heard them saying a pasuk that Hashem said to them that was going to be a nation that was going to come very fast from far away. Nofal olayu, he realized the pasuk must be talking to him. He fell on all of them, v'kotlinu, and killed them. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.